Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Gallant Views Daily News for Monday, the 29th of April, 2024. Colin here, giving you the update to kick off the week. Obviously, we had a live stream last night at 8:30, where myself, Bill and Scott went through Rangers' win in St Mirren in much more detail, but I can't help but think, you know, in the cold light of day, we were maybe a wee bit too negative. I don't know. It's amazing what a good night's sleep can do for you. I'm feeling quite good this Monday morning. Already excited for the home game against Kilmarnock on Sunday, but it'd be interesting to know how all you are feeling after yesterday. And that'll take us to the first story of the day then. Let's go through Philippe Clement's thoughts on the game yesterday. He said, "It was a hard battle and we knew this. St Mirren have nothing to lose anymore, so they go full in the fight and they win a lot of duels. It's also not the biggest pitch, so you do have a lot of duels. It's massive to take 3 points. It's very important, and we showed the right mentality until the end with the whole squad and also players coming in and giving the right energy to the team. So it's very important to take the 3 points, and it shows the resilience and the mentality of the team and how much hunger they have. It was not only being patient today, it was being decisive and to push the margins to your side. In that way, I thought we did better in the second half than in the first half by being decisive and dangerous up front. Maybe we could have scored the third goal, but Gogic made an incredible save on the line also. It could have been more comfortable in the end, but that's not the case. And at the end, it's not important anymore. It's about getting these 3 points." He's mentioned about the resilience and the mentality there. And we spoke about it in last night's pod, and I went away and kind of thought about it. And it is something where if you do have the positivity lens on, you're going to look at that game and say, listen, we didn't play very well at all, and we still came a game, came away with the 3 points after a poor run of form. If you're glass half empty, like a lot of us are right now, you're looking at it and say, we can't continue playing like that. So I suppose it's really hard. It's hard to look too far ahead. We need to take one game at a time. You know, I think, again, we said last night in the pod that four more performances like that probably won't get you points, but four more wins like that could very well win you the league. I take points over performances every day of the week, as all you would as well, but it's no guarantee that you'll win when you play like that every week. Philippe Clement was asked about Jack Butland and he said, we know the quality of Jack, and if you want to have a team that wins prizes, you need a good goalkeeper. It's impossible without it. You don't see any team in the world winning prizes without a good goalkeeper, and we have one. That's an understatement and a half, Philippe. And we'll come with Jack Butland a wee bit later on in this show as well. He was also asked about Cyril Dessers, and he said, Cyril keeps digging in and keeps fighting for the team. He works really hard, and then the moments come. That's what we tell him all the time, and that's what he's proven now in the last couple of months when he's scoring a lot of goals and when he becomes a more and more important player for the club. But it's difficult to point out one, two or three players. Everybody digged in deep, and every week it will be someone else who gets the praise of being decisive. But of course, the quality of Tav is important in that way, and he's shown that a lot already this season. So Tavernier popping up with another assist yesterday, and Cyril Dessers getting 20 goals for the season. Again, like, it's a completely different podcast to break down the enigma of Cyril Dessers, but 20 goals. I heard the commentator say yesterday that the last time Rangers had two players score 20 goals in a season was Kenny Miller and Martin Wycorn, sorry, and the Championship season. And before that, we need to go back to 2009-2010 when it was Kenny Miller and Chris Boyd who got more than 20 goals. So it's not something we've had in abundance. Two players, well, several players getting any double digits. So that's Tavernier and Dessers both in the 20-plus mark. You know, we need more players to be chipping in with goals. Yes, we need our strikers to be clinical, but we really have lacked goals for all areas in the pitch. So good to see the big man get his 20th goal. So over the weekend, news broke in. I thought this was the usual Turkey rumours, whereas, you know, the Turkish journalists will just pick any random players and see if you were to, like, have a quick Google on the amount of players linked with any Turkish club. Honestly, it's like the size of a small country, the amount of players that are linked with Turkey at any given time. And we've seen a lot of Rangers players linked with it. Only Ryan Kent really went there. But how often did we see Alfredo Morelos linked with Fenerbahce or Galatasaray? So when the rumours broke that John Lundstrom and Borna Barisic were ready to sign pre-contracts with Trabzonspor, I thought this is just more of the same. But this started on Friday afternoon and it continued all the way. It really gathered momentum right through the weekend, and quite a lot of, you know, fairly reliable sources in the non-mainstream media and the fan media are saying that they think this might be a goer. So John Lundstrom and Borna Barisic will stay United and go to Turkey, both of them out of contract in the summer. They haven't signed the deal. Borna Barisic, there hasn't been any noise from either his camp or Rangers camp around him signing a contract extension. John Lundstrom, the manager, was asked about that, and he says he's a player we like having here and a player who loves it here, so hopefully we can agree something. Nothing's been agreed yet. We're getting into the last month of his contract, so I wonder. I could see Borna Barisic going to a league like Turkey. John Lundstrom would really surprise me. he doesn't strike me as a player who would thrive in the continent. He's always played his football in Britain. He is a kind of traditional British style player, and those are respectful to him. But I hope you know what I mean with that. He's probably more industrial than the type of football you would get abroad. It would really surprise me him going to Turkey, but again, this story isn't going away. I think we all agree that the squad needs to freshen up, and we need to get rid of some of the old guard. These are two of our higher earners, both at a contract. I don't think all the old guard in quotation marks will be going. So when we talk about Barisic, Jack, Golson, Tavernier, Lundstrom, we realistically can't get rid of all of them in the one season, in the one pre-season. A, not all of them are out of contract. B, just because we want rid of them doesn't mean someone will go and take them for the right price. So this may be that, you know, if Ryan Jack goes, for example, him on some embarrassed, it's going free up the wages and we bring in replacements for Tavernier and Golton and knock them down the pecking order. I think that's a fairly reasonable freshening up in the one window. And I know a lot of fans want all five of them gone. I don't think that will happen. I think James Tavernier at least will stay. So it'll be interesting to see if this actually does get confirmed and if they both do end up going to Turkey. From the club, I would imagine that they are wanting to, regardless of what's being agreed or has been agreed already, I think they will want to wait until the end of the season to announce their departures, just so that the news and the commentary and all the chat can be focused on the football and the games. And I think Lundstrom is professional enough to do that. I think Borna Barisic was probably one of the better players yesterday, which really surprised me to play. Didn't say he was solid enough, 6 out of 10, involved in the first goal. So I think that's probably best for all parties if they do keep it under wraps. But again, you can't dictate what will happen in the Turkish media. So we'll keep you posted on that as and when more updates come. So the next wee bit of news I will come to, the Player of the Year awards were last night. When we get to the Player of the Year, I'm going to correct myself because I made an arse of it in the live stream last night. But I'll run through the winners for each category, kind of team by team. So for the B team in the academy, B team goal of the season went to Bailey Rice, and academy player of the year went to Cole McKinnon. So I think Cole McKinnon probably still classed more as an academy player than Ross McCausland. So Cole McKinnon really has been a standout for the B team when he has played this year, and he's impressed for the first team as well, so no issues with that there. For the women's team, women's goal of the season was Nicola Docherty, and women's top goal scorer was Rio Hardy. It's the same with the men's top goal scorer. I don't know why they don't confirm this at the end of the season, because I'm sure there's a few players looking to catch Rio Hardy in the women's team this year, and there's still a fair amount of games left to play. But no, Rio Hardy got that trophy. Women's Players Player of the Year, Kirsty McLean, absolutely well deserved. I wrote in one of the blogs on the women's team last month that she was player of the year so far for me, and it's just a pity that she's got to be injured for the rest of the season. It shows you what her teammates think of her, the fact that she's still getting voted player of the year. She really has been the heartbeat of that team. So, well done to her. Hopefully she's back, fit and ready for the start of next season. And women's player of the year voted for by the fans, Mia McCauley, our debut season, our debut professional season, signing from the Youth Academy on a professional contract this year. Only just turned 18. She scored some big goals against Celtic. She scored big goals in the Cup final. She put in an absolute shift against Celtic and Hampden on Saturday, and you've seen what it meant to anybody watching in Sky. The camera was right on her when the full-time whistle went, and yeah, she went mental. So delighted for her. She's a big fan's favourite. And, you know, like it was heartwarming here to speak to RTV yesterday, just saying about the amount of, you know, talent that she was up against. So to be even in that category, she was honoured, but to win it. So well done, Mia. On to the men's team, the John Gregg Achievement Award. So this is really down to the club's interpretation, who they want to award it to and why. And for being the quickest player to reach 300 games after his debut, Connor Goldson was awarded it. Regardless of kind of his current form or, you know, this season, I don't think anybody can reasonably argue how well Connor Goldson has served Rangers since he joined. Only just over 2,000 days it took him to reach 300 appearances. He has been an ever-present, ever-constant, barely injured, important players. He's been an important player when we have won trophies. And yes, we can go and argue about could he have done better over his time, but I think that's just been that our squad as a whole could have done better over the last few years. But I think Connor Goldson has been a really, really decent, excellent servant for Rangers, and I think history should look back fondly on them. Obviously, we want more from a vice captain this season. Not every player can, you know, have a golden period from the first day joining Rangers to the last day. But no, I think it's well deserved all in all. And getting this award, kind of, I don't know if I'm going too much in there, but that's why I think he might be leaving in the summer. And it's just a kind of final goodbye and a thank you for your service. Rabbi Matondo got goal of the season for his wonder goal against Celtic. Again, the week before when he'd done the exact same thing at Ibrox, same position. It could have been one or two of those goals in contention, but no, the goal against Celtic, curling in, stepping in from the left on his right. Lovely goal. And James Tavernier won the Sam English Bowl. Again, Cyril Dessers may be thinking, oh, I could maybe catch it, Tav, but James Tavernier has won it. Young Player of the Year, Ross McCausland. I think fair enough. It depends how young you go for the Young Player of the Year. I always think like 22 and under is fair enough, because I know a lot of people are saying Dejan Sterling should have got it, but I think he's probably a bit too old for Young Player of the Year. But no, Ross McCausland, I think he's been an important player for us when he stepped in. Yes, he's not been consistent. That's what you're going to get from a young player, but no, very well deserved in my opinion. And then a correction for the Gallant Few. On the live stream last night, we all wrote a couple of messages that James Tavernier had won Player of the Year, and we started discussing that on the podcast last night, and myself and Scott were saying how it was bizarre that Jack Butland hadn't won it. We were given wrong information, and it's easier just to apologise after than go back and do a full recording of an hour-long show. So I can confirm that Jack Butland won Player of the Year and Players Player of the Year, and I think deservedly so. There's maybe arguments that Abdallah Seema, John Lundstrom and James Tavernier have had decent spells throughout the year. Jack Butland has been there ever present. He's bailed us out. Even yesterday, like, I think if he doesn't make that wonder save, then Rangers potentially do go on to lose that game. And we would spend a long time going back through the season of games he's kept us in and games he's kept us in the fight. And he's a very, very good goalkeeper. The fact that we don't feel that we miss Alan McGregor probably speaks volumes of how well Jack Butland has done since he came in. So getting both trophies, being recognised by players, by your fellow players and the fans, I think just really sums up the season he's had. So the last wee bit of news I'll come to was just an update. I've mentioned it slightly earlier. Rangers women beat Celtic in the Scottish Cup semi-final at Hampden on Saturday. They won 2-0 and they go on to the final on the 26th of May against Hearts. So goals from Chelsea Cornet and Kirsty Howard. It wasn't a glamorous game by any means. It wasn't the most riveting game of football, but Rangers were the more comfortable throughout. Jo Potter said about the game, she said, honestly, I wasn't worried. I knew we were fitter, I knew we had the better chances, and I couldn't remember a stage in the game where they had us worried. They were looking to get set pieces so they can lump the ball into the box because they've got Caitlin who's great in both boxes. We were creating chances and that was the biggest thing for me. That's why I wasn't worried. There was a wee bit of drama in quotation marks as the game was delayed for kickoff. So Joe Potter was quite frustrated. She said it shows you Celtic's mindset that they're doing those tactics. Basically, the game was delayed to 2 minutes because Celtic took their time doing the huddle, and you could see Joe Potter was visibly annoyed, shaking her head. She said afterwards she found it frustrating that the ref was chapping both teams at the dressing room, telling them to rush and get out in time, and then they allowed the game to be delayed even more. So you can see Rangers were up and ready and firing for it, so that's why they were frustrated. So Rangers women going to play Hearts on Wednesday at Cumbernauld. Again, we need to call back some points in the league. We're still behind in Celtic, but we do have a game against Celtic to go. So still on for the treble, the Rangers women. So hopefully they can pick up the form, as can the men. That'll do me for today, folks. So again, just a reminder that the live stream is on, was on at 8:30 last night, and we'll be with you at 9 a.m. every day for the news this week. So let us know your thoughts in the comments, and I will speak to you again tomorrow. Take care, folks.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.